Bentham. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, November 9th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I was on the phone actually with a state representative who wanted to report in that it is official. They are ending the legislative session, and it's amazing how the tone, he said, has changed down there in Lansing. Democrats are losing the two-seat majority in the House effective later today. See, the Board of Canvassers across the state of Michigan in all 83 counties must certify the election results from Tuesday. Sherry Lefebvre, being the Republican member of the Board of Canvassers for Presque Isle County, was at the courthouse this morning at 9 o'clock and are doing the canvassing as we speak. Well, as soon as the Board of Canvassers of Wayne County conclude their work of the election results for Westland, the mayor's race, State Representative Democrat Kevin Coleman becomes the next mayor. Because they don't have a mayor right now serving, the previous mayor resigned in disgrace. Kevin Coleman is going to be sworn in later this afternoon. He can't be a state representative and a mayor at the same time. So he's resigning. And I was getting a field report from one of the state representatives that he's turning in the paperwork as we speak, resigning his seat for the state house, and will be sworn in later today as the mayor of Westland. So as a result, they are going to be down to only one seat majority until Lori Stone resigns. She won, of course, becoming the first female mayor of the city of Warren in their history. Well, guess what? She's resigning, and that will make it 54-54. Michigan House will soon be divided 54-54 between Republicans and Democrat. Gridlock coming? Question mark? There's no question mark. It's absolutely here. Michigan House will soon see a 54-54 split after two House Democrats prevail in mayoral races. The new dynamic will complicate Democrats' efforts to pass their agenda and cause gridlock. One progressive says there's a lot of cynicism out there about the Democrats' ability to deliver on their promises. Well, less than a year after securing the majority control of the legislature, being sworn in January for the first time in decades, Michigan Democrats are scrambling to pass whatever priorities they can before they lose it. With Tuesday's election wins of State Representative Lori Stone, Democrat from Warren, and Kevin Coleman, Democrat from Westland, who won their mayor races respectively, the House will soon be divided 54-54, a scenario which prevents their caucus from passing bills without some support from Republicans. In what the House Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, who, by the way, Kim Cavett voted for to be the Speaker, called this the worst kept secret in Lansing. House and Senate Democrats are expected to close up shop for the year by the end of this week, avoiding, at least for now, a tied legislature. Tate went on to say, our focus right now is how we can get the rest of our agenda done. This is, of course, what he said yesterday, Wednesday. We'll see once those seats are vacated how we move forward in the terms of operations starting next legislative session. Well, the House Minority Republican Leader Matt Hall wrote on his social media page, this now shifts and marks, quote, a new era in Lansing, end quote. House Democrats will have a choice to make. Together, we can forge compromise and achieve the most productive months of the sessions, or leadership can take their ball and go home until next spring. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're not going to want to gavel back in January and have to deal with a 54-54 split House. Of course they're going to take their ball and go home. They'll wait for the special elections in May to replace those two Democrats. Hopefully they will get elected another Democrat to replace them, and then they'll be back in business. There's only one catch. People down in the 103rd House District are actively collecting signatures. You can be a part of it to help them collect enough signatures to trigger a recall election of Bad Betsy Kofia, the communist progressive Democrat, who ran as a moderate, but once she got sworn into office, voted right along Democrat agenda policies, supporting everything Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted. She's not voting as a moderate. She lied to the people of the 103rd. Another Democrat, State Representative Kelly Breen, down in the 21st, the Novi area, they got recall election language approved against her. These two Democrats may lose their May recall elections to Republicans. Katie Ness is running a great campaign to get even Democrat voters to sign the petition recall. So this is interesting. Well, based on the fact that this tie not only affects the House, but will affect the entire legislature. While the Senate is secure for now with a two-seat majority for the Democrats, the lower chamber is required to approve all legislation going forward passed in the Senate. Well, with the possibility of gridlock and no way to split the tie, guess what? The Senate is shut down. This tie will be Michigan's first since 1994. Interesting. Democrats in Pennsylvania are facing the exact same situation. Why? Because their Tuesday election brought the Pennsylvania State House to a tie of 101 to 101. Tied, absolutely. Same number of Democrats, same number of Republicans. Well, because of the soon-to-be-vacated seats in Wayne and Macomb counties, the loss of the majority could be reversed next year if Governor Gretchen Whitmer quickly calls for special elections. the Secretary of State's office said that if the governor decides to do that, it would still take about 4 months to schedule them. So if they end the legislative session net effectively this coming Tuesday, November 14th, 4 months, they're still looking at the earliest of April. Normally, special elections are held in May. So why would you schedule them a month early, causing those local municipalities and those state rep districts to have to spend the money on a special election in April when you're going to have a special election in May a month later anyway? House rules stipulate that Tate, the Democrat, would retain control of the legislature in the interim. But once they swear back in, gavel back in for the new legislative session, complications take place. That's where they basically would start alternating between Joe Tate, the Democrat, being the speaker for 1 month, and the next month, the Republican. Stone and Coleman are expected to make their exits from the state house in a few days or weeks at the most. This is prompting the Democrats to rush through and adopt a slew of priorities. This includes the repeals on the abortion restrictions, energy mandates to require clean power by 2040, and granting the Michigan Public Service Commission permitting authority over big renewable energy projects. Everything we just talked about earlier in the show today. Well, last night, the House and the Senate hunkered down for a late night Wednesday. As of 6 p.m. last night, both chambers were still in session. I believe they went until almost midnight last night. One of the last things they're still fighting about, a change to local property taxes, which is backed by the Detroit mayor, Mike Dugan. We're going to talk about this final argument that they had last night in Lansing. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows, golden Burt Lake sunsets, and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. fish and boat our clean waters, and meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. I found another story, actually, that explains this local property tax package backed by Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. I'm going to get into it in the next hour. I'm going to finish up this story about what the current speaker, Joe Tate, had to say. On Wednesday, in speaking with Bridge Michigan, he said he hasn't written off the prospect of working with Republicans on issues like economic development, lowering prescription drug costs, and other issues that could garner bipartisan support. You see, now that there's going to be a tie, he's got to work with the Republicans. He characterized this potential relationship as a, quote, positive one, end quote. But if the Democrats can't make any headway working with the Republicans due to the split majority House, this is going to cut into time Democrats have to focus on their policy issues before catering to their constituents in next year's 2024 election year, where many lawmakers, especially in competitive political districts, will have to fight to defend their seats in order to keep their majority. Executive director of the group Fund MI Future and a former House Democratic staffer, Marina Taylor, executive director, said many of the people who helped catapult the Democrat Party to the majority to give them the control expected more from the Democrats who ran on their bread and butter issues like improving education, addressing environmental issues, or investing more money in their local communities. All indications are that when they do return to power, the people want to see some real progress made on these progressive issues that they ran on. Of course, when they get the majority back, they're going to have to be running again for elected office next year, promising progressive things may not play over so well in split districts. As a result, they can't promise something they can't deliver because they're no longer in power. Elsewhere in Lansing, government officials are preparing for the legislature to wind down the operations for the year yesterday morning, Democrats on the Michigan Legislature Joint Rules Committee voted to waive the customary 15-session day waiting period for a handful of administrative rules to take effect. These rules normally would have taken effect December 1st. But because of the results of Tuesday's election, they're now requesting waivers. Not knowing exactly when the session is going to end, an official within the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services said that they don't know what to do. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Well, one of the facts is they're losing a state representative Democrat this afternoon, Kevin Coleman from Westland. He is going to be confirmed by their board of canvassers of winning the mayor's race and therefore has to resign today. Lori Stone expected to resign next week. It's game over, folks. It's official. The legislative session has ended in Lansing. Now all that needs to be done is wrapping up a little bit of the icing on the cake and sending all these bills passed in the House and the Senate to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature. And then her press conference probably sometime next week, announcing how Michigan will be the leader in clean, renewable energy by 2040. Well, not so fast, Governor, because I believe that this bill, these bills, giving the power to the Michigan Public Service Commission, they're going to be going to court. MAC, Michigan's Associations of Counties, and the Michigan Township Association, I'm sure they're talking to their lawyers as we speak. So that's it for this hour number two. When we get back, I want to make sure you understand the importance of registering before Saturday, our class that's coming up on Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods. We're going to talk about that in the first segment of the next hour. And we're also going to talk about the end-of-the-year blowout factory sale going on at WellConnect in Alpena so that you can get the 30% federal income tax credit, get your rebate from your electric co-ops, and save thousands of dollars. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles.